everyone. 大家好。Welcome back to our HSK1 Masterclass at Hanyu Chinese School. So I'm your host today, Emily. And today we are going to start a very interesting topic. That is the grammar of classifier. And also the particles 还和都。So some of you may or may not know already about the classifiers.Classifiers are something that helps you count and describe things correctly in Chinese grammar, while 还 and 都 are extremely useful words that make your sentence sound more natural. Okay, so as always, let's start with the short video first to get to know our grammar today.
Hello everyone, I'm Miao and today the lesson is from Chengdu. In this class, we will learn how to use different classifiers depending on the circumstances. We're already familiar with the classifier 个, and so we usually say it serves in multiple cases, such as we don't know what classifier we should use. There are other words that work as classifiers. For example, the words 杯子and 瓶子. If we want to ask for a glass of water, we say 我想喝一杯水. If we want a bottle, 我想喝一瓶水. This is an important detail, isn't it? A glass of wine is not the same as a whole bottle. There is something else. If you go to a restaurant, when you see the menu in Chinese,You might not know what to order. In that case, we can say, I don't know what to eat yet. You remember how to say yet, right? It's 还 and it always go before the verb. Then the phrase would be, 我还不知道想吃什么。And as most certainly we will like every Chinese meal,We may say, all of Chinese food is delicious. In order to translate this sentence, we are going to learn the particle for all. The structure of this sentence follows the opposite order of English. The word 都 goes after the subject. In Chinese, you say, 中国菜都好吃. Or, all of us love Chinese food.我们都爱吃中国菜。I'm hungry now. I will go to grab some snack. This has been today's class. I say goodbye from Chengdu. In this city, food is super spicy. See you next class. 再见。
So that was a great video. And now we are going to do some recap, shall we? So at first we learned about the classifier. The most common one that we use is 个, 一个. For example, 我有一个爸爸,一个妈妈. I have a dad and a mom.So when you're not sure what classifier to use, normally it's 个. Okay. Then we have 一杯, a cup of, 一杯. So the word 杯 comes from the word 杯子, means a cup. So 一杯水, a cup of water. Then we have 瓶, 一瓶, 一瓶水.A bottle of water. And of course, the word 瓶 comes from the word 瓶子, which means the bottle itself. So you can see that the classifiers, there is a connection with the thing that we're talking about. Okay, very good. So then let's take a look at the other words that we have learned. Hai, the first one, hai, means yet. So here are some examples. 我还不会说中文. I can't speak Chinese yet. So we put the hai before the verb and after the subject. Okay? 我还不会说中文. Then we have 我还没吃饭. I haven't eaten yet. 我还没吃饭. Okay. And then last, 我还不知道你的名字. I don't know your name yet. Say 还不知道, putting it in front of the verb. But also, 还 means also. So, like here we have 我想学英文, 还想学中文. I want to learn English. I also want to learn Chinese. 我要喝一杯水, 还要喝一杯茶. I would like to drink a cup of water. I also would like to drink a cup of tea. Okay, very good. So next, let's look at the last word. 都 means all. So we saw in the video, they said 中国菜都好吃. Chinese foods are all delicious. So all of them, all. Then we have 我们都会说中文. We can all speak Chinese. Of course, you can say 我们会说中文. We can speak Chinese. Correct. But when you say 我们都会说中文, we have a stronger feeling like every one of you can speak Chinese. Okay? 好的. So, this is the lesson for today. As always, if you like our classes, if you like our video, please give it a subscribe, a like, leave a comment down below. And also, if you want to know more about Chinese, you want to learn with a native teacher, step-by-step 101 classes, we have our HanyuChineseSchool.com classes for you. We have a 24/7 platform that can help your progress step-by-step. And also group class, individual class, whatever you want. So please take a look at our QR code right here, scan it, and also take a look at our channel to see for more episodes. Okay, so we'll see you in the next class.